From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The presidential candidates continue to jockey for advantage ahead of five nominating contests. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump decided to skip a major conservative political conference outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday, but said on Twitter that he would not attend. Campaigning in Michigan Friday, Trump continued his sharp criticism of Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
You know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much. It's true. Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus told the CPAC conference in Maryland that whomever is the nominee will have the full support of the party. Meanwhile, at that same conference, retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson officially ended his campaign. There are five nominating contests in the next 2 days. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people, including four Christian nuns from India, were shot to death when militants burst into a retirement home in Aden. Sunita Kumar is a spokeswoman for the Sisters of Charity.
And there were five sisters. One of them is the superior who wasn't located by the gunmen. But the other four were serving at the same time, and they were shot.
The dead include the four nuns, two Yemeni women who worked at the home, eight elderly residents, and a guard. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, that's despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy.
A new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon released Friday says there were 99 such allegations last year compared to 80 in 2014. The majority, 69, were made against troops and police in 9 current and 1 closed UN peacekeeping operation. There were also 30 allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse against staff members. More than half the peacekeeper-related abuse allegations were made against just 2 UN missions, MINUSCA in the Central African Republic and MINUSCO in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN chief is calling for stronger accountability as well as better preparation and vetting from countries providing troops. Repeat offenders could effectively be eliminated from the lucrative UN peacekeeping business. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Turkey says that its tanks shelled Islamic State positions in northern Syria and not those of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia after the Kurdish group said it had been attacked. The YPG said in a statement that 2 Turkish tanks fired dozens of shells at its positions in the area of Afrin in northwest Syria. The French news agency reports that since mid-February, Turkish howitzers stationed just inside the border had shelled targets of the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and the YPG inside Syria. The Turkish military said it was responding to incoming fire. The United States had urged Ankara to halt its fire in the run-up to the partial ceasefire in Syria. The U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. As Millar Sager reports, the unemployment rate held at an 8-year low of 4.9%.
For job recruiters and those looking for work, February was a good month. Job search site Indeed.com says employer demand spiked. While many of the new jobs were in construction and healthcare, the largest gains were in lower-paying jobs in retail and food services. The mining and energy sectors shed jobs, and wages fell slightly. The new employment numbers suggest the job market has room to grow. Indeed.com, which sees about 180 million visitors each week, says for those looking for work or thinking of a career change, there's never been a better time. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
And the jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all 3 major indices closing up. European and Asian stocks were also higher Friday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Dicap la merveille. Oh. Elle maravillosa. Elle pibe de war. Oh. Chichi.
Pali y popa.
Yes, Olivia. This is the champion's love.
And now, another song reflecting the views of the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Singa bomene tunge, olo ban malo. To read your letters and fulfill your requests. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. 800-387-2027. We'll be waiting at the African Music Mix on the VOA.
Listen to the sounds of the continent, where it all got started, on the African Music Mix, on the Voice of America.
Yeah.
To the heartbeat of Africa, the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Badung. I love Africa music mix. I listen to it every day. I would like to do a few shout out to my sister who is also in USA and all friends in Ghana who have been listening to VOA.
L'amour est du, oh, chou. Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all points in between on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
You're listening to the African Music Mix right here on The Voice of America.
E kanata tremoso jogolo fe kafo kele bi bai chelai e kanata sinyongo jugo kama kawile ko iti jefe e kanata dinya so bagiri mawowo kafo kele bi bai chelai e kanata nata ya baya maha kawile ko iti jefe.
the best in African music from throughout the continent. The African Music Mix.
Oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama.